America news you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg 26, Mbombela 31, Polokwane 13. The Public Servants Association commemorates a Workers' Day with heartfelt appreciation for workers' indispensable contributions. The PSA says the occasion symbolizes the ongoing struggle for workers' rights and social justice, with unions playing a pivotal role. It acknowledges workers' challenges, including stagnant wages and job insecurity. The association's Claude Nykerk reaffirms the PSA's commitment to supporting workers' rights through collective bargaining, promoting fair compensation, and secure working conditions.
We want to urge government to acknowledge the role that organized labor plays in trying to improve the quality of life of every individual employee in our country. We urge government not to tarnish, not to regress on the gains that we have made over the years.
The organization Undoing Tax Abuse says despite its support for the Electricity Regulation Amendment Bill, a shift towards market-oriented pricing for greater compensation and efficiency is needed. ALTA deems the bill vital for restructuring electricity supply, but suggests refining terminology and limiting discretionary powers of ministers and regulators. According to the DA, the Department of Home Affairs, visa backlogs has surged by nearly 20,000 in 6 months. The backlog has risen from 74,000 in August last year to 92,000 as of February this year. Despite claims of prioritizing visitor visas, the backlogs for spouses married to South Africans is at over 41,000, at its highest among visa categories. The DA's Angel Canile criticizes the department for failing to address these issues, leading to increased litigation and corruption opportunities.
The increase goes against what the minister told the Home Affairs Parliamentary Committee in March 2023. The committee was told that the department would be appointing officials with the necessary qualifications to assist with the backlog, yet the backlog just keeps getting worse.
Meanwhile, Democratic Alliance federal leader John Steenhuisen says only his party can save Nelson Mandela Bay. Steenhuisen and the Eastern Cape provincial leader Andrew Whitfield addressed supporters at the Further Market Centre in Gqeberha yesterday during the party's Rescue South Africa tour. They urged voters to vote for a crime and load shedding free Eastern Cape and South Africa.
The crime wave that has engulfed the beautiful city of Nelson Mandela Bay is a harbinger of things to come if the doomsday coalition between the ANC and the EFF takes place at a national level.
And state media reported that at least 19 people died when part of a highway collapsed in southern China earlier today. State broadcaster CCTV said a stretch of road caved in at around 2:10 a.m. local time. The cause of the collapse is not specified. More on jackaranfm.com. Click on news. I'm Emil Pinaar, hoofdnieuwsuur. Staatsvakbond vra gesamentlike ondersteuning op werkersdag.
Yeah, Workers' Day. And the most beleaguered class now are... Well, I think it's the middle class, hey? But anyway, we'll take that to our bank accounts and then sleep fitfully on it. What? Yeah. Verder besonder hier in Nice, jackaranfm.com. Click on that legendary news tab.
Jackaran FM plays more.
No, I didn't want to leave you down south when I said that I would pull you, squeeze you a little bit of love.
Music.
Baby, slow hands, like sweat dripping down my head.
You love.
When will I learn? I push it down, push it down.